Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on With Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have a brand new music from Emily Ann, Lacey Cavalier, and Rebel Union. This should be a good one, folks. You know, I've got a rant here just a second. Oh, well, it's not really a rant. It's more of an appreciation kind of thing. But this is the 75th episode of Indie Country Radio. And I started this particular segment of the bigger show, which is With Days with Murph, 2 years ago, this coming January. And I honestly never really I thought that it would grow into what it actually has. Considering this is the final Indie Country Radio, a final original Indie Country Radio show of the year before our big year-end countdown next week, which y'all don't want to miss. Trust me on that. But anyway, I remember one of the first times an artist basically thanked me for playing their music on the show through Indie Country Radio. And y'all, there's literally not a better feeling. I'm gonna be absolutely honest with you. There's literally not a better feeling. And I never take that feeling for granted or lightly. I mean, I'm always beyond humbled when an artist takes time out of their day to tweet me or send me an Instagram message, Facebook message, whatever the case may be, thanking me for basically giving them a shot and a voice, which really what the show's all about is giving artists a voice and giving them a safe space to be heard. So, okay, rant over. But with all that being said, before we hop into today's show, let's take you back to next week, or last week, I mean, and see where we left things. At number three last week was Jenna Paulette with her brand new one, Slow Dancing on the Moon. Number two last week was Brandon Ray with Second Thoughts, and Mignon had the number one song last week with If You Ain't There. And I guess y'all noticed by now that I don't have. That I don't have a guest co-host for today, so I guess I will just go ahead and get straight to the music. Today at number three on the show is a band I've played a couple of times before. This is Rebel Union with their brand new and Different Roads, coming in at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Things that you give come back in the end.
And at number three this week, that was Rebel Union with Different Roads. Rebel Union is a four-part, a group made up of Blake, Allison, Suzanne, and Zach. And let me tell you guys where you can see him play around the country on their current tour. Okay, let me see this. Tomorrow night in Athens, Georgia, they'll be at the Foundry. The 17th, they'll be at Port St. Joe, Florida, at the historic Port Theater. The 24th, they are in Columbus, Georgia, at the Loft. December 8th, they're playing 96.5 The Bulls Country Christmas in Macon, Georgia. The 15th, they'll be back in Nashville at the Basement. January 19th, they will be at Mad Life Stage and Studios in Woodstock, Georgia. So, it's been a couple, maybe a year or so ago, but I actually had Zach of Rebel Union on the show. I think this was before Rebel Union was actually formed, so it was just Zach and Allison. Of course, Allison couldn't. I could make it that day, but I need to see if I can have all four of them on sometime. Hopefully next year. Moving on. Coming in this week at number two is is a new one from singer-songwriter and former season 9 runner-up of The Voice, Emily Ann. This is Stuck on Me and You at number two on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
I'm stuck in a small town with all of our history, the fire, the freedom, and a white jeep with nothing to lose. I'm stuck on me and you. Stuck by the river, the first time you kissed me, the flirt.
debut on the Indie Country Radio charts. Well, what just happened to my voice right there? I have no idea, but anyway, like I said, making her a debut on the Indie Country Radio charts is Emily Ann with Stuck on Me and You. Emily Ann is a 20-year-old singer-songwriter from East Tennessee. But she's been shaped by a wide variety of music, including artists like the Dixie Chicks and Patti Loveless. Emily Ann aims to take her love of vintage country and give it a modern-day twist. Her sound finds a way to appeal to her younger audience while still revealing her passion for classic country. Emily Ann's most recent achievement was placing runner-up on season 9 of The Voice. During her time on the show, she had the opportunity to perform with Blake Shelton and Ricky Skaggs and be mentored by Brad Paisley and Dolly Parton. Emily Ann had two number one songs on the country iTunes chart, as well as two top 10 songs on iTunes all genre charts. Let me see if I can find a place to tell you where Emily's playing. Here we go. December 30th in Yadkinville, North Carolina, and I hope I said that name right. She's playing the Beyond Amazing Tour. And on December 31st, she's playing Bennett, North Carolina, on the same Beyond Amazing Tour. And I had no idea that she actually run her up on The Voice. Let me actually look that up real quick and see. One second. And my phone decided to just be a, I don't know what. Here we go, The Voice. Let's see. Who did she be? I didn't actually... that was one of the seasons I missed, so no wonder why I don't remember on The Voice. I'm a voice for I was The Voice most seasons, but apparently that season I missed, so that's why the name didn't bring a bell to me. But we've come to the number one song this week, and folks, I've heard this song, and it will wreck you completely. The artist is another artist we've played previously on the show, Miss Alessi Cavalier, and you might remember we played her a previous single, Every Time It Rains, a few months ago, and this marks her second career number one on the show. This is Alessi Cavalier with her brand new and Cheating on You on Indie Country Radio, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Lacey after we hear the number one song this week. Here we go. Cheating on you. And coming in at number one this week, that was Lacey Cavalier with her a brand new single and second single, that's reached number one, Cheating on You. Lacey Cavalier is a 21-year-old from Minden, Louisiana, which explains her favorite food is crawfish biscuit, which is obvious. She actually played on the Barney Show, believe it or not, which was really surprising to me when I found that out. It was, we'll just leave it at that. For her 12th birthday, her parents surprised her for the trip to Nashville to record her first CD. She graduated out of high school online at 16 and has been pursuing music ever since. She's lived in Nashville for a little over 5 years and has written written literally hundreds of songs. She actually went on tour with Chase Rice, who asked her to open for him on his college tour, which is kind of cool. And let me tell you where you can see her play if you wanna catch this super talented girl. I'm not seeing any places that you can play, but what you can do is sometimes she'll play a song Suffragettes in Nashville sometimes, just a follow song Suffragettes online and they'll post weekly lineup. It's every Monday night at 6 p.m. Central. And Lacey plays from time to time along with some super talented just incredible female artists who I've been blessed to get to know a lot of them and have a lot of them here on the show. So I think in the next 5 minutes or so, let me tell you what we've got on tap for you next. We only have three shows left, and that's including next week's Indie Country Radio Year-End Countdown. Let's see. Tuesday at 5:30 Central, we have to wrap up the interview portion of the year. We have the super talented ladies from Honey County joining us. That's this coming Tuesday, the 13th. And then the 16th, we have Indie Country Radio Year End Countdown, and I'll tweet that out, put that on Instagram, like I do every week. I'll post about it. And then the 20th, y'all, is our last show of the year. I know that. But two days before Thanksgiving, it just worked out that way. But anyway, on the 20th, we're looking to have several past guests come back and just kind of update us on what they've been up to, share their favorite memory of the show the past year, for the past 10-plus months, whatever it's been. I can't keep track anymore. It's just that I've been busy from I've been busy every week since I think it was January the 8th of this past year. I've been busy every single week for this show, whether that's an interview, indie country radio, whatever it is. I've been so busy, and I'll be completely honest with you. I'm ready for a break for at least a month and a half, and I wanted to go ahead and tell you guys this now, but Friday, January 4th, we will be coming back, and I'm working on something really cool for January, a rocker turned country music artist. I won't tell you who it is because we're still working with those details, but I grew up listening to this person's music, so it's going to be great. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Sweet Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.